Bring him in now and talk some Bucks basketball. Eric Name of The Athletic, the Bucks reporter, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well today. So, first and foremost, give me your thoughts of the road trip.
I mean, it's a tough one because they get the 2-2 record, which I think is probably a winning proposition when you think about the difficulty of that road trip. It just went the exact opposite way you would have expected because, you know, going into that road trip, you're thinking, all right, if you're going to get two, try to get this Blazers one to start it and then, you know, get a day off after losing to the Warriors and then, you know, you get the Nuggets you get the Clippers on Saturday, win that one, and then, you know, you get your two wins. You probably lose on the back-to-back in altitude against the Denver Nuggets, and you probably lose against the Warriors because they're the Warriors. And, you know, you deal with it. You got your two wins. They did the exact opposite, which was really interesting. And, I mean, really turned into, I think, probably their two biggest wins of the year. You look at anytime you beat the Golden State Warriors, it's a huge deal. Anytime you beat them at Oracle, it's a huge deal. Obviously, Draymond Green was out that night. Steph Curry ended up getting hurt. But, I mean, I thought we saw the Bucks play some of the best basketball we've seen them play thus far this season in that second and third quarter against the Warriors. So I thought that was a huge deal. And then just on Sunday, the idea that, you know, you somehow managed to win a back-to-back in altitude against the Denver Nuggets when the Nuggets had a great offensive performance that day. Like, that is a really tough place to play. That's a schedule loss. They go through at the start of the year and talk about all the games you should expect to be a schedule loss just because in the NBA, you know, there's certain back-to-backs, there's certain places, and, you know, the guys that make the schedule can kind of see that, okay, that's going to be a schedule loss. That was one of the games for the Bucks this year that was looked at as a schedule loss, and they somehow managed to win it. And, I mean, I just thought it was a huge win and kind of, to me, shows the resolve of this team. So often this year, they've lost three games, and every time after they've won the game immediately following the loss, and every single time they've done it, they've mentioned that, you know, we felt like we let that other one get away, or, you know, we wanted to get right back on track. And I keep looking at the guys on the team and keep asking, like, hey, you know, this is their NBA. Like, teams go on two-game losing streaks, three-game losing streaks, four-game losing streaks. That's part of the gig. Like, that's kind of how this works. Like, why are you guys so crazy about making sure you don't let that fester? And Giannis told us, like, we're not trying to be a good team this year. We're trying to be a great team. And great teams don't let those losing streaks pile up. And, I mean, I just think that might be, to me, the most impressive thing this year that, you know, they haven't lost two in a row yet. That every time they've lost, they've had the answer ready to go for that next game.
The one thing that I can say is going back to the game against the Warriors, they get the win, and that's fantastic. It's always, to me, about stacking success. Do you have that letdown game after that? That Clippers game, I thought, boy, that was one of those learning moments where, yeah, they came back and they got a good win over Denver, and I get it. But they could have ended up with a much, much better road trip and feeling even better about themselves had they stacked success and learned how to handle it after a big win against the Warriors, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's just a tough one. I think the stats on games that played in L.A. against the Clippers before 1 p.m. on a weekend, I believe the record in that game against the Clippers is 38-51, and that's the Clippers. Like, that's not games in L.A. at that time. So I think the statement is always L.A. nightlife is undefeated, and the stats kind of bear that out, that teams really do struggle in those games. And, I mean, I think the Clippers are a really – I mean, they're a strong team this year. Maybe in the end they won't end up being one of the top five teams in the Western Conference like they are right now. But, you know, I do think they are a good team. So that's a good point. I mean, I think you want to stack those wins. You don't want to get too fat and happy after just one victory. And I think any team could kind of look at a win in Oracle in that way. So, I think you're probably going to look back at that and hope and wish that that was a 3-1 road trip rather than a 2-2 road trip. But, I think the result that they showed on Sunday was enough for me to say, like, okay, these guys are really serious about being a good team this year. You always want one more, but to be 10-3 through 13 and have the NBA's toughest strength of schedule at this point. I think just a really strong start from this team.
How big of a boost has it been to get valuable minutes from DiVincenzo and Connaughton?
I think it's been huge. And, I mean, we've kind of seen in the last week, we've seen Connaughton in some ways take Dante DiVincenzo's spot in the rotation. So at the start of the year, Dante DiVincenzo was playing about 20 minutes or so per game. Connaughton was out of the rotation for the first three games, and then after that it was thrown into it, and now he's been getting about he was probably getting about 13 to 15 minutes per game. Now those two have kind of flipped, where Connaughton is taking more of the minutes and DiVincenzo's fallen a little bit in the rotation. But still, the fact that you're getting 30 minutes a night out of those two guys is just huge to this team. And they really have, both those guys have a knack for just finding a way to make an impact. And they haven't had big scoring nights. They haven't had, Connaughton's had like one or two great shooting nights. But, you know, for the most part, Connaughton, the thing that's impressed me is he's blocked threes in each of the last two games. He's all over the floor. He manages to find a way to grab a rebound. He manages to find a way to dunk a guy when he gets a backdoor cut against somebody. DiVincenzo's been flying all over the floor. He's been able to get his hands on some offensive rebounds, keep possessions alive. Like, those two just have a knack for finding a way to get things done. And, I mean, that can be so important for guys that are, you know, anywhere between 7 and 10 in your rotation. It's just huge.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, covering the Milwaukee Bucks, and then you move forward, you look at other guys that are on this roster, much like a guy like Ersan Ilyasova, even John Henson, Thon Maker. We know about the starters and about what they've been able to do, but it's been the guys that are coming off the bench that's really kind of sustained this team, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this team has just ended up being solid. And I know I started telling people about this at the start of the year, but you know, we were just talking about Connaughton. Connaughton played 82 games last year. Played 18 minutes per game in those 82 games. And he did it for a playoff team. He did it for the Portland Trailblazers. So this is a guy that, you know, was a contender on was a contributor on a playoff team last year. And to start the season, he wasn't even in the Bucks rotation. And that just speaks to the depth that this team has, that, you know, a guy like that could, at the start of the year, find his way out of the rotation, and now he is in it as they've gone to a 10-man rotation. But, you know, just 6 through 10, you look at guys that just find a way to contribute. Obviously, DiVincenzo and Connaughton. Tony Snell, even though he's had a smaller role this year, still has found a way to be almost a nearly 50% three-point shooter. He just comes in and he makes shots, and he goes about his business defensively. John Henson, is shooting 38% from three. He's hit some big shots, and he's still blocking shots like he normally does. And then Ersan Ilyasova, I've written about him before at The Athletic Wisconsin, and, you know, he's just that consummate pro. He's that guy that everyone on the team trusts, and everyone knows he will get the job done when he's out there on the floor. So, yeah, I mean, the starting lineup has obviously been great, but 6 through 10 on this roster has found a way to contribute night in and night out.
Eric Name of The Athletic joining us on the Schneider Orange Highlight. One more question here before I let you go, and that is they faced a little adversity. How do you think Coach Budenholzer has handled some of that? Now, I'm talking about a loss. I'm not talking about major adversity like a major injury or anything, but how do you think he's handled that as a coach and kind of keeping these guys together on the same page and bringing them back?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I mentioned what I said earlier to Mike Budenholzer that, you know, we keep talking to players and all the players keep telling us that, you know, they need to bounce back after a loss, and, you know, that all these wins after losses are really important. And he joked, he's like, well, they must just save that stuff for you guys, because they don't tell me any of that. It was funny to hear from him that, you know, his players have just kind of taken on, I think in many ways, his personality. We've talked about before that, you know, Mike Budenholzer doesn't really find the need to scheme for teams during the regular season. They don't deviate their game plan. They don't go out of their way to say, okay, well, the Warriors do this, so we're going to run a completely different defensive scheme tonight to win this game. That's not what they do. They just run their stuff. And I think what that has led to has just been this kind of laser focus on themselves, that, you know, they're not thinking about whether or not they lost that game. They're thinking about how well they played in that game and whether or not they did everything in their power to win it and the things that they did wrong and, you know, how they can get refocused and figure out a way to get better in that regard. And I just think it has been huge to this season. So I think in many ways, it's kind of surprising through 13 games to see them so strongly take on the personality of their coach and that they're just focused on themselves. They're going to continue to improve and they're going to keep finding ways to get better. And I mean, I think a lot of that goes back to the head coach and the things that Mike Budenholzer has told them to focus on thus far.
Eric, great stuff. Certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week. Okay.
I look forward to it.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years of making it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.